opening arguments set for next week. It is in recess until then. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The Senate received the formal House resolution yesterday.
Impeaching Donald John Trump, President of the United States, for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Congressman Adam Schiff will be one of the House prosecutors presenting the case to a jury of 100 senators. Opening arguments are due to start Tuesday. First, the Senate will issue a formal summons to the White House, and the president's legal team is expected to respond by tomorrow. He already has.
It's a hoax. Everybody knows that. It's a complete hoax.
Which he says Democrats are conducting to win the election.
That hopefully they're not going to win.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
With his Senate impeachment trial in front of him, President Trump is denying charges by a former associate of his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. The major allegation that Mr. Trump was fully aware of pressure applied on Ukraine to launch an investigation of Joe Biden, a political rival. More from VOA's Steve Herman.
The accusations are being made by Lev Parnas, who is under indictment for funneling foreign contributions to U.S. political candidates, including Trump. The president calls them the current hoax.
He's trying to probably make a deal for himself.
Trump says he does not recall any conversation with Parnas, who is also implicating Vice President Mike Pence and Attorney General William Barr, as being part of the plan to get Ukraine to announce an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
After claiming there were no U.S. casualties in Iran's missile attacks on two Iraqi military bases last week, the U.S. Defense Department now says there were, in fact, several concussion injuries. We're told 11 soldiers are being screened for traumatic brain injuries that most have been taken to a regional medical center in Landstuhl, Germany. From Washington, this is VOA News. There was hard-edged anti-American rhetoric today from Iran in a rare Friday.